Sometimes, while building a strong democracy, we gotta use some strong language. So be warned.
Howdy, y'all. It's Ashley Chang.
And Becky Bullard.
Of the Ravel Podcast, bringing you a very special series, The Daily Democracy Challenge.
Each day for the 46 days leading up to the November 3rd election, we are giving you one impactful yet achievable thing you can do to flip Texas and hopefully elect our 46th president.
Get it? Like 46 days, 46th president.
Democracy nerds, assemble!
Okay, today is Monday, September 28th. It is day 10 of the Daily Democracy Challenge. Thank you for sticking with us. So that means that there are only 36 days left until Election Day, which also means, even more importantly, we only have 15 days until early voting starts in Texas, which is on October 13th. And I don't know if y'all saw this big news, the latest federal court ruling that we have straight ticket voting back in Texas, which is so exciting. But the thing with that is that there are many local races, like city council, for instance, that are not partisan. So you still got to do your research. But also, honestly, who knows what's going to happen between now and the election and whether they're going to take straight ticket voting back away from us. So keep an eye on the headlines there. We'll try to keep you posted here on these daily shows. Another piece of great news, the census deadline got extended until October 31st. A few days ago, that was your democracy challenge to get everyone to do the census. And if you were slacking, no worries. We got some more time to get that done. So make sure that you're texting all of your friends and family and make sure that they get counted, especially our Black, Indigenous, and people of color communities out there who are historically undercounted. So that's two really big, really good pieces of news just in this last week. And honestly, I had forgotten what it felt like to have good news. So I want more of it. And do you know what would be just the best news ever if everyone we knew voted? So here's your democracy to-do for today. We're looking to our friends at Jolt Action for today's challenge. Happy Hispanic and Latino Heritage Month, by the way. Shout out to them. And if you're not familiar with Jolt, they are an organization that is focused on harnessing the power of Latino culture to empower young Latinos and transform Texas through the power of their vote. And if you guys, I'm sure you guys have seen all the sort of I voted sticker selfies that happen around election time. And those are awesome and wonderful, but they are taking place when voting is already starting, and we want as many people as possible in our lives to get amped about the election. So they have started a campaign just asking us to take selfies of ourselves with signs, so you can just grab a sheet of paper and scribble on it, I promise to vote. If you speak Spanish, prometo votar. If you speak another language, you know, you're welcome to write that on your sign. Take a selfie and just post it and let people know that you're pledging to vote. And I hope that you'll pledge to vote early as well. And we're asking that you tag Jolt Action. Their handles are just Jolt_Action. And you can also tag us if you'd like at The Rabble TX on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And we would love to see your voting selfies, your voting pledge selfies, and we'll definitely repost them on our channels. And it's a great way to help spread the word about the amazing work that Jolt is doing as well. So that's it. Take a selfie for the day. Tag Jolt_Action. You can also use hashtag prometo votar and hashtag promise to vote. We can't wait to see those selfies out there, and we can't wait to chat with you tomorrow for our next day of the Daily Democracy Challenge. Thanks, y'all. Bye.